Okay, let's get started. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Welcome you here. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's 9:03 a.m. on Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. We're located at 210 North, 1950 West in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're going to begin by identifying those present here today. I'm Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell. I am chairing the meeting today in the absence of Commissioner Ballantyne in the building. He's been out saving lives to the detriment of his vehicle. And that is, as we can see, at it looks like Big O Tires right now, fixing one of his tires that apparently didn't make it through a rescue. We'll go ahead and start by introducing those in the room, and we'll start with Commissioner Deeds.
Commissioner Johnny Deeds.
Hannah Herring, Executive Director.
Commissioner Ballantyne, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, Commissioner Rockwell, thank you so much for chairing the meeting today. I'm Commissioner John Ballantyne, Commissioner and Chair, and I really appreciate you pinch hitting for me today because I'll get on the road here as soon as we finish. My tire is fixed.
Perfect. Glad to hear it. Okay. Those who are participating online, if you could please identify yourselves.
The Deputy Executive Director.
Jason Gardner, Deputy Executive Director.
Jen Hansen, Senior Director of Property and Miscellaneous Tax.
Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Alex Jaroswick, Economist.
It looks like maybe we have Tracy. Tracy, can you identify yourself? Oh, okay. Tracy's saying that her mic won't work. So online we have Tracy Nuttall, who is our legislative liaison and has been helping with the room rewrites. So with that, we'll go ahead and move to the next item on the agenda, which is public comment. Is there anyone here today who would like to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item. Next item is consider approving the commission meeting minutes of September 24th, 2025. This is an action item, and I'm seeking a motion from Commissioner Deeds.
I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of September 24th, 2025.
Thank you. Roll call vote, starting with Commissioner Ballantyne.
Aye.
Commissioner Deeds.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. Moving on to the next item, we're going to consider amending administrative rules. We have six rules before us. The first is R865 6F26, Historic Preservation Tax Credits, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Section 597609. Next is R865 9I41. Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5910-1006. Third is R865-19S-12, Filing of Returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-107, 5912-111, and 5912-118. Fourth is R865-19S-68, Donations, Gifts, Rebates, and Coupons pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103. Fifth is R865-9I-34, property tax relief for individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592-1201 through 592-1220 and R88424P5, abatement, deferral, exemption, or relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592-1202, 592-1801, 592-1804, 592-1902, and 592-1904. And finally, we have our 873-22M17, standards for state impound lots pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 411A-1101. The following rules were published in the Utah State Bulletin on September 1st, 2025, and the public comment period ended on October 1st, 2025. We did not receive any public comment on these rules. The first is R865-6F26, Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 597609. This proposed rule amendment makes changes to the Historic Preservation Corporate Franchise Tax Credit requested from the State Historic Preservation Office, including changing language that implies the State Historic Preservation Office may approve a nomination to the National Register for Historic Places to clarify the State Historic Preservation Office and applicant roles in applying for National Register of Historic Places or as a building in a National Register Historic District. Second, consistent with statute requiring that project work eligible for the tax credit is completed in accordance with the federal standards of rehabilitation. Third, clarifying that the tax credit may be claimed for the tax year in which the applicant receives final certification for the project from the State Historic Preservation Office. And fourth, replacing references to Utah Division of State History with references to the State Historic Preservation Office. Additionally, the rule has been rewritten to better describe the process of applying for and receiving the tax credit and resolve minor drafting issues. Are there any questions relating to this explanation? Seeing none, any public comment? Seeing none, I'm ready to take a motion. Commissioner Deeds, would you be willing to make a motion here?
Absolutely. I move to adopt the amendments to R865-6F26, Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated 59-7-609.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Roll call vote. Commissioner Valentine.
Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds.
Aye.
And Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. And there is one thing that I neglected to do, and that is to excuse Commissioner Frescas from this meeting. She is attending a conference for state tax judges in Little Rock, Arkansas, and will be joining us back next week. In the meantime, we have a quorum with three commissioners. Moving on. The next rule is R865-9I41, Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Section 5910-1006. This proposed rule amendment makes changes to the Historic Preservation Individual Income Tax Credit requested from the State Historic Preservation Office. This rule amendment makes the same changes for individual income taxes as were described in the prior agenda item for the corporate tax credits. So I will not take the time to review those exact same changes twice unless there are any questions on the presentation. Seeing none, any public comment? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and take a motion on this item for Commissioner Deeds.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-9I-41, Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-1006.
Thank you. Motion's in order. We'll take a roll call vote, starting with Commissioner Valentine.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. Move on to the third rule. It's R865-19S. 12, filing of returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-107, 5912-111, and 5912-118. This proposed rule amendment removes an exception in the rule that allows a business that collects less than $1,000 in sales tax in a calendar year to file a sales and use tax return annually because the exception is not supported by current statute. The amendment also rewrites existing rule language that requires a seller to file a sales and use tax return regardless of whether any tax is due, and removes language redundant with statute that specifies the type of return filed by a remote seller and the extension of a return due date if the date falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday. This concludes the presentation on R865-19S. Unless there are any questions. Seeing none, any public comment on this rule? Seeing none, I'll take a motion from Commissioner Deeds.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S-12, filing of returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-107, 5912-111, and 5912-118.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Roll call vote, starting with Commissioner Valentine.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. Moving on to rule number 4, R865-19S-68. Donations, gifts, rebates, and coupons pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103. This proposed rule amendment rewrites and clarifies existing rule language regarding donations, gifts, rebates, and coupons. The amendment generalizes, simplifies, and clarifies existing language without making substantive changes. Now open it up to questions. Are there any questions on this rule amendment? Seeing none, any public comment? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion from Commissioner Deeds.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S-68. Donations, gifts, rebates, and coupons pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Roll call vote, beginning with Commissioner Valentine.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. Moving on to rule number 5, R865-9I-34, property tax relief for individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-01 through 5912-20 and R88424P5, abatement, deferral, exemption, or relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-02, 5912-1801, 5912-1804, 5912-1902, and 5912-1904. The proposed rule amendment repeals Section R865-9I-34, property tax relief for individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-01 through 5912-20, and recodifies Section R88424P5, abatement, deferral, exemption, or relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-02, 5912-1801, 5912-1804, 5912-1902, and 5912-1904. Combining the language from both sections and rewriting all of the language to clarify intent and reflect modern drafting style. The proposed rule amendment also fulfills a requirement in 2024 House Bill 266, Property Tax Code Relief Amendments, that the Commission make rules to establish the circumstances under which the Commission or a county may extend the deadline for filing an application for a homeowner's credit for good cause. 2025 House Bill 20, Property Tax Code Recodification, further expanded the deadline extension for good cause to all relief allowed under Title 59, Chapter 2A, Property Tax Relief through Property Tax, which takes effect on January 1, 2026. The rule amendment allows late filing of all applications for relief under the new chapter in case of a medical emergency, death of an immediate family member, or other extraordinary or unanticipated circumstance, and allows for an appeal to the commission if an application is denied for not meeting one or more of those grounds. Finally, the proposed rule amendment updates all of the citations changed as a result of the recodification of the Property Tax Relief Code sections in 2025 House Bill 20, Property Tax Code Recodification. That concludes the presentation on this rule. Are there any questions? Seeing none, any public comment? Seeing none, with that, I'll take a motion from Commissioner Deeds.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-9I-34, Property Tax Relief for Individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-1201 through 59-2-1220 and R884-24P-5, Abatement, Deferral, Exemption, or Relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-1202, 59-2-1801, 59-2-1804, 59-2-1902, and 59-2-1904.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Roll call vote, starting with Commissioner Valentine.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. Moving on to the last rule, R873-22M17, Standards for State Impound Lots pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 411A-1101. This proposed rule amendment adjusts current rule language to conform to 2025 House Bill 261, Towing Modifications, which authorizes certain individuals to take possession of a life essential item in a vehicle at a state impound lot or yard. The rule changes require that an individual show evidence of statutory authorization to take possession of a life essential item and also allow for an individual to access a vehicle to obtain personal identification to prove statutory authorization. In response to requests from the Utah Towing Association, the rule amendment also changes existing language to clarify the requirements imposed on a state impound lot or yard and adds the following: visibility requirements for the sign that identifies a lot or yard, adequate lighting standards for the entire lot or yard, fencing standards for separating activity not directly related to state impounds, weed height restrictions, and response time requirements for a lot or yard that is authorized to maintain multiple storage areas managed by a central office facility. Finally, the rule amendment rewrites existing rule language to resolve minor drafting issues and modernize the drafting style. That concludes the presentation on this rule. Are there any questions? Seeing none, any public comment? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion from Commissioner Deeds.
I move to adopt the amendments to R873-22M-17, Standards for State Impound Lots pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 411A-1101.
That motion is in order. Roll call vote. Commissioner Valentine?
Commissioner Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. We'll now move on to the sixth item on our agenda, which is to consider County Board of Equalization requests for the extension of the time period for a County Board of Equalization to make a decision on an appeal. I'll turn the time to Commissioner Deeds for an explanation.
Sure, thank you. The Commission received a written request from the Salt Lake County Board of Equalization, Carbon County Board of Equalization, and the Davis County Board of Equalization to extend the time period set by Utah Code Annotated 59-2-1004-7C to make a decision on appeals received by the application deadlines set by Utah Code Annotated 59-2-1004 Sections 3A. The boards explained that they are unable to process within 60 days following the board's receipt of the taxpayer's application due to the large number of 2025 appeals filed. The counties asked the commission to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals they received by September 15th to the following. Salt Lake County requests an extension until March 31st, 2026. Carbon County requests an extension until December 15th, 2025. And Davis County requested an extension until December 31st, 2025. Can we make a motion or can we take comment?
I think we need to take comment here. And I'm particularly interested in hearing from the division on these extensions. I'm looking at Salt Lake County's request until March 31st. Is there someone in the division who could respond?
I have an equal concern for that date. That looks like it's going to be difficult to really manage.
Josh, can you respond on that?
Yeah, this is Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax. Is the concern that they're not going to be able to complete it in time or that it's too late of a date?
The concern is that whether it is too late of a date, and we're seeking your input on whether this is too late of a date.
The March 31st date is helpful as far as the past goes, because in the past they've extended longer than that, and they've worked hard and are understanding that we're trying to put that date up a little bit further. And so by doing March 31st, we feel that they're trying to complete their Board of Equalization quicker than they have in the past. And they're going to continue to try and increase that date to get done quicker and faster. But if we can have that by April 1st, that does help us with the tax rate process for 2026.
Okay, great. It was my understanding that we were trying to wrap these up by the end of the year, but maybe that is not possible for Salt Lake County.
For the smaller counties, that's a very ideal goal. And for maybe some of the larger counties, that may not be realistic, especially since historically they have never really completed until April or May. So to be done by March 31st this year for Salt Lake, I think is a good goal.
Fantastic. That answers my questions. Are there any further questions?
It answers my question as well. Thank you so much, Josh.
Any public comment on this request? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and take a motion from Commissioner Deeds.
I move to approve the County Board of Equalization's request to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals as is listed on the agenda.
Thank you. That motion is in order. Roll call vote. Commissioner Valentine?
Commissioner Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Deeds?
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell votes aye. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is commissioners' reports. Do any of the commissioners have a report they'd like to make at this time?
I do not.
Thank you.
I do not either.
Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to agenda item number 8, executive director's report. Any reports from the executive director, Deanna?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you. Well, that concludes our business today, and I will take one final motion from Commissioner Valentine.
Commissioner Valentine moves that we adjourn.
Motion is non-debatable. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your participation today. We're going to go ahead and end the recording.